Inside Lacrosse Podcast.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night. It doesn't really matter, lacrosse fans, because the fact is that you are tuning in to our IL Preps fall podcast series. I'm fired up. Steven Berger here from Inside Lacrosse, finally getting back into the driver's seat after a full summer. And, you know, kind of really sitting here on the first day of September thinking to myself, I got to get back on the air. I got to get back in the driver's seat to be able to talk to these lacrosse fans, to educate, to bring some phenomenal guests, which I'm very excited to do over the next 2 to 3 months. Really getting too far into it, I want to make sure I kick off the podcast on the right foot with the right guest, and a good buddy of mine who we've had on our show a few times, and that's Jesse Churchward from NCSA. Jesse, what's happening? Welcome to the show, my friend.
Mr. Berger, thank you very much again for having me. Couldn't be more excited to be online and with all the lacrosse fans and you this morning as well. And like you mentioned, man, brand new school year. Summer comes and goes really quickly every single year. So here we are staring at a new school year right in the eyes, man. So thanks again for having me.
Of course, of course. Now, folks, we're going to range topics all fall long, and we're going to talk about a number of things: recruiting, the club lacrosse world, high school, fall ball, the tournament scenes. We're going to talk about ways to make yourself better on and off the field, whether it's strength and conditioning, whether it's nutritional talk. You know, we are trying to bring it here for you, the student athlete. IL Preps podcast is going to be lights out this fall, so make sure you tune in. And I say this all the time, but remember to follow us on our social media channels. We do a lot of work to drive information, to put out the most updated and best lacrosse news to you. So just a quick rundown. So remember, at Inside Lacrosse, we have our Twitter handles at @inside_lacrosse, at IL Invitational, at IL _gear. We're also rocking hard on the Instagram. Make sure you follow us at IL _photos. And we got the latest and greatest gear going on at IL _gear. Of course, Facebook followers out there, make sure you like us on Facebook. And, you know, really, if, you know, you can do us a favor, spread the love for the podcast. You know, you make sure you spread the word. Make sure you give folks the most best resource, I believe, when you're talking to some of the guests that we'll have on the show to give you the ins and outs of the lacrosse scene at the IL Preps world. So with that, Jess, I'm ready to kind of fire off and get some of these topics that we have for today. And you know, to kind of give the fans, again, a brief kind of history, NCSA came on board this summer and has been a huge partner of Inside Lacrosse's. It's been a great partnership where we've, I think, both learned a lot about each other from Inside Lacrosse, knowing and understanding to a larger degree of what you guys provide and what you do for the sport, and particularly lacrosse now becoming a big big arm of your organization. And I think also NCSA has really seen what Inside Lacrosse does and can do for this sport, you know, from an event scene, from an editorial scene. And so, you know, first and foremost, you know, I think our partnership has really just taken off, and I'm really excited that this summer was, you know, one of those first opportunities for us to really join forces and bring the lacrosse world a larger awareness of who you guys are and what you do. So,
yeah, for sure. And again, it was a great summer for us to get a little bit more involvement in terms of at the event section, getting out in front of our current clients, watching some of the guys and gals that I work with on a day-to-day basis. You know, the fun part, get to watching them play, getting to know them better, and then obviously just spreading the word about our organization. A lot of recruiting content, a lot of contacts with parents. So, no, it was a really great summer for us. And, you know, getting to know you guys as well from an organizational standpoint, from a business standpoint. So, thought it was great. You guys run some great events and couldn't be more excited to continue attending in the fall and, you know, seeing where this goes throughout the next couple of years.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I think for those fans that don't know, you know, NCSA is simply one of the biggest leaders in educating and really helping students in this recruiting process. You know, they simplify it, folks. So, you know, they're going to give you the tips, not just, you know, specific dates or things you can do to get exposed, but, you know, the things that you may not think about that you need to fulfill as you go on this dream of kind of participating at the next level in the college ranks. So whether it's maximizing the financial aid, learning more about the schools, you know, what they offer, and, you know, really how that can help you, you know, get to the right place for you as a student athlete. So, yeah, I think, you know, as you mentioned, your role, not just in lacrosse, but all sports, has really allowed you guys to have that credibility now as you venture into the lacrosse world. And it's amazing as I learn more about what NCSA is about and how many athletes you guys have really reached. It's phenomenal. So, you know, the next piece of it is really, as you're doing, reaching out to those student athletes, right? And connecting them to, you know, your service, you know, your value that you provide, which I hope has been going great. I hope it's been going great for you, Jess.
Yeah, no, it really has been going great. You know, we're growing in talent and we're growing in numbers every single year. And I think that's no shock to anybody in terms of watching the landscape of lacrosse grows and how it grows. You know, there's better players from all over the country. And I kind of joke because, you know, I'm a Midwest product, so I kind of joke with the East Coast guys. You know, you got a big target on your back and everybody's chasing you, but it's great for the sport. Now, it's a double-edged sword because it's harder to stand out, but, you know, I love to see the sport growing. And, you know, I think back on when I started playing and how young I was, or how new I was to the sport, and I had a lot to learn. You know, I just fell in love with it, and I see that in other players from all over. So, love to watch it grow, love to see more better players from everywhere. And again, we're all kind of chasing that Eastern Seaboard burger.
Yeah, yeah. And again, remember, folks, ladies and gentlemen, you know, Jesse Churchward here is not the dream maker here. He is not going to be the guy that gets you that scholarship that every kid is dreaming for. You know, NCSA and Jesse, more importantly, as he sits in that lacrosse driver's seat there, is there for your service, is there to provide you tools, to be honest with you, and to really give you that assistance that you need to manage and make this process easier. So, you know, I'm sure in the non-traditional areas, you know, this has become so important, and I wish, and believe that a lot of people in traditional areas, you know, need to open their eyes a little bit and try to explore some of these, you know, services, some of these tools that NCSA provides. So without us giving too much away.
I think that we let
folks know you should visit ncsasports.org, you know, follow them on Twitter at NCSA. And, you know, more importantly, come to an Inside Lacrosse event. They'll be on site. There'll be somebody there to chat with you about, you know, what they can provide for you, what they can do for you. And, you know, I'm sure if Coach Churchward was there, he'll probably take a nice selfie with you underneath the NCSA tent. So, so Coach, let's really talk about it though. Let's dig into it because this summer you ventured to Baltimore a couple of times and, you know, you were on site. You were at our Inside Lacrosse recruiting invitationals. You know, give me the Churchward, you know, 101 about, you know, your experience, what you loved about it, you know, what were some things that really stuck out at you? And, you know, what was something, you know, give me two or three things that you really kind of took home with as you kind of sit in this role at NCSA.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you asking. First and foremost, the thing that stuck out to me in general was the talent level. The talent level of the individuals that were there, the talent level of the teams that were there, and also the talent level of the youngsters. Better players playing at a higher level at a younger age. And I'm not just saying the unbelievable goals, but, you know, the team play, just seeing, you know, good team lacrosse. I think that's one great thing to see in a team tournament versus individual tournament. You know, it just turns into ISO and drive and everybody's trying to show the coach what they got, and I totally understand it, but it's really good to sit down and look at good fundamental team lacrosse. You know, draw the slide, move the ball. two extra passes. So really the talent level and the youth of how talented were things that stuck out to me. And then again, I mentioned it a little bit earlier, but you know, some of the teams from the quote unquote non-traditional areas. I was watching the team and a couple stud defenders from the Carolina team. And it was just, you know, it was phenomenal to watch them, the matchups, and just seeing the athletes really enjoy themselves. So, I think those are two things that stuck out in my mind. Again, the depth of the talent, but also some of those other areas being represented and those teams winning.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you saw a lot of those teams from Carolina, from Texas, from Denver, you know, upstate New York, of course, you know, we're going to show themselves and represent. But I think it also kind of gave the traditional areas, the Jerseys, the Baltimores, the Philly teams, a little bit of a wake-up call as well to say, you know, hey, we're not just the cream of the crop anymore. And, you know, that really showcased, I think, at all three of our events where you really got to see, you know, teams from different parts of the country, kids from different areas kind of all joining on the Inside Lacrosse recruiting event invitational platform, and just really like you said, just kind of exploding in talent. And you know, we sit here in our offices and you know we try to recap and do things, and that was definitely one of the things we mentioned was the impression that was given off from these kids. So that's great. How about some things that you know, not just on field that you had noticed, but how was the interaction for you in terms of whether it was parents or kids even just kind of stopping by and cruising the vendor alley? You know, I'm sure there were a lot of questions out there, but, you know, what was your take in that realm? And were there a lot of people kind of curious about who you guys are? And, you know, what was that kind of like for you guys?
Yeah, no, that was great. First thing that, again, I mentioned earlier, but I get to know some of the parents and families that I already work with. So that's really good. Again, we are an internet-based company, and I don't have the luxury of watching every single athlete that I work with play live. I wish I did. So that's always great, you know, putting a face to a name. But, yeah, just general curiosity about recruiting timelines, you know, what to expect as I'm entering high school. Hey, my son's a junior. My dad's a junior. What should we be doing in the next couple of months? So, yeah, a lot of great organic connections, not only just about NCSA, but about recruiting in general. And it's always fun running into coaches as well. You know, I ran into my D coordinator, who now is the head coach right down the street from you guys, you know, Coach Manlin at Towson. So just things like that. It's always great to, again, be more of a presence out in the day-to-day lacrosse world, brushing shoulders with athletes and parents and, you know, just mixing it up and chopping up about lacrosse, about life, and just about recruiting in general. So, no, it was a great experience from that communication standpoint and some good connections.
Yeah, you mentioned college coaches, you know, and of course that's what, you know, everybody is concerned about. You know, what does the college coach board look like? Who's coming to the event? Is it going to be worth my time? And, you know, to be honest, you know, I can't stand that, but it is something that is important because, as you mentioned, those college coaches are really depending now upon these events. And I think one thing Inside Lacrosse really does great with is just the management from, you know, getting the correct information, making those college coaches feel, you know, as if they, you know, can just go out and just do their job. They feel well prepared with the information that's given to them. And then I think, you know, the reason why, you know, there are so many is the first comment that you made is just the talent level. The talent level, is just growing. So there's sort of a, you know, fear of missing out that I think goes on. And, but it's great to see, you know, more and more college coaches, not just, you know, the big timers. I mean, I think, there were a lot of schools that are, you know, really getting themselves out there, new programs being announced, new head coaches, kind of moving into those new realms. And it's just, it's great to see, you know, I don't like that, you know, a big dependency upon the way your event is sort of perceived is by the number of college coaches that attend. But you know, that's really, there's no way around it anymore. That's just the landscape that we live in. So,
yep.
Now, as we kind of shift gears, and as we just mentioned, you know, we are at the kickoff now of fall. Summer's over, right? And you know, many kids are packing their book bags, their school lunches, they're gearing up for another year, whether they're going into their senior year or just getting into high school. You know, it's a really busy and a crazy time, I think. But it's also, it seems, it's also still a very heavy hitting time, you know, within the lacrosse world. It's a big recruiting, you know, time. It's, it seems that there's more and more tournaments going on. And these prospect days that are kicking off, you know, there's more kids potentially not playing fall sports. So I kind of want to dig into that with you, Coach Churchward, and kind of give, you know, a few things. Let's give our student athletes some tips. But let's talk about some things that, are sort of trending now as it relates to this fall world and try to kind of unveil or just kind of bring up some good and bad, I think, as it relates to, you know, where our sport is at this time, of year. Because let's be honest, you and I in 2000, 96, let's go way back, right? In 96, 95, 94, you know, fall ball was not at the height that it is now. You know, fall ball was, particularly at the high school level, you might be playing in a fall league, you know, on Sundays. You may be playing pickup lacrosse with your buddies, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't sign up for, you know, a bunch of recruiting tournaments. It wasn't go to college campuses for prospect days. There wasn't club tryouts. So, you know, nowadays, there's all of that. And, you know, the juggle and the balance of, you know, do I try out for soccer or do I need to make sure I'm playing club lacrosse? And it's scary. I mean, I think it's put the elephant right in the room. I think it's a scary thing, but I think it's also, indicating on which, like, how our sport has grown and how it's sort of transitioned from 20 years ago, right?
Yeah, no, completely agreed. And again, when I was looking my fall dead in the eyes, you know, September 1st, I would have been probably, you know, 3 weeks, 2 weeks already into 2-a-days, for football. You know, so we played, you know, pickup on the weekends, and I did some fall recruiting stuff late in my high school career because I was still trying to make that decision. But, yeah, I was having the ability of playing multiple sports. So it definitely has picked up in terms of activity during the fall. And something that I wanted to just quickly mention, as we look at balancing multiple sports, as we look at some important things to look forward to in the fall, just had a couple things that I wanted to mention in terms of some dates from a recruiting standpoint. So, you know, 2016, seniors, you could start taking official visits from today moving forward. All right, so let's not sit back. We need to get on campus. Let's figure out about two or three top options that you've been talking to, and let's make sure to get on campus there. And then for the junior class, 2017s, this is the first day to Division I coaches can respond with recruiting emails. So if we haven't already been connecting with those coaches through our club programs, let's definitely start to try to, you know, gain some contact, because again, at that highest level, they're probably looking to wrap up or see what recruits they watched over this summer. So, yeah, a lot going on for fall balancing. I just want to throw out a couple important dates for everybody to look forward to this fall here.
Yeah, and I think you hit the nail on the head there, Jess, is that, you know, as I mentioned, and didn't want to hit the nail over the head too hard, but, you know, the fall, to some degree, for certain ages, as you mentioned, 2016s, you know, 2017s, you know, it is an important period. Even though the recruiting process, you know, it's starting earlier for some folks, there's still such an important piece for some of these 2016s and 2017s, as you mentioned. And that really kind of follows up next with kind of the most important thing that, you know, kids, you need to make sure you kick off on the right foot, and that is your academics. You know, starting a school year off on the right foot will only help you as you sort of venture and get ready for, you know, the spring, or as you go on visits over these next years or 2 years, or as you communicate to coaches, again, their first question is going to be around the topic of academics and wondering, you know, okay, is this a possibility for you to be able to, you know, even look or attend our institution? So, you know, Coach Churchwood puts out there a couple great dates, but remember, folks, that the most important piece to really get off on the right foot are your academics. So hit those books hard and early, and make sure that you kind of stay ahead of course, you know, as it relates to, you know, your grades. And then, as Jesse mentioned, some of these dates, you know, have them on your calendar, have them on the fridge. Know when the SATs are going on in your area. You know, make sure that you've kind of begun to prep for those. If you're going to take a class, or if you're going to, tutor with a couple other players or friends. I think the academic side is definitely important as you get into your, you know, your school year. So,
For sure.
How about though, as you mentioned, on the, you know, following up, you mentioned the following up to coaches, and I'm sure, you know, the summer might have caused, whether it's some new interests of some programs, it might have caused some coaches to maybe cross you off, or you cross off a couple colleges. But I think that's an important step as kids kind of venture and start thinking about where they want to go to school. You really need to kind of narrow that list down, or start to really, as we've said before, you know, be honest with those schools on your list.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the summer's always very busy as an athlete, but the same thing from a coaching standpoint. I think that pretty well known on how active they are over the summer. So what I have a couple points to mention here, and you're exactly right. We do want to follow up with coaches from the summer. We do want to follow up with them. And I would say put together an end-of-the-season recap as far as whether it's a quick email, whether it's a quick bullet points you want to just share with a couple coaches, letting them know how you did as an individual, if we had any all-star championship appearances. But we can't expect for all these coaches to know all the results for all the athletes that they're following. So again, we want to follow up with some of those coaches and really just give them a proverbial layup with, hey coach, this is how I did as an individual. This is how we did as a team this summer. I just wanted to let you know. So definitely, you've already mentioned it though, but we always got to be evolving that list of schools that we're interested. And it's not to say you have to have your top 3 to 5 schools narrowed down after every single summer, but I think it is important to make progress on that list. You know, any coaches that I've connected with, hey, I still want to have a couple reach schools and, you know, a couple schools, but you are dead on in terms of saying, hey, we want to be realistic. We want to be narrowing and evolving that list of schools. So I think that's very important. You know, that's not going to be, you know, a hard date set in mind. I have to have my school decision by this time. It really all depends for the athlete. All depends on the list of schools, but again, that needs to be a working list. And then the last thing, oops, sorry, go ahead.
No, keep rolling, I love it.
Yep, just the last thing that I have on that, and it's kind of circling back with your club or your high school coach, whoever was super active this summer helping you out. I think it's always important to get some feedback from the coaches. Going over the summer, what you did well, more importantly, coach, after this summer, what do you feel I need to work on to improve my skills?
And then that's, again, one of those hard questions to put out there. But, you know, if you want to continue to make, you know, progress in the game, that's feedback that is imperative, you know. And, of course, the guy that was with you all summer – is someone great. I think if you also committed players, you know, let's be realistic. Your college coach watched you play a lot this summer. You know, they kept an eye on you, whether you, you know, were at an event and they may be watching other kids, but they're keeping a close eye on you. So, you know, you may have opportunity as a committed player to reach out to your college coach, your future college coach, just to kind of say, hey coach, it was great to see you this summer. You know, kind of working on my game in these categories. Are there any other ways in which I could, you know, continue to improve my game, or where do you see, I need the most work, you know, and kind of put that out there to them. Because I'm sure, again, you're not just off their radar once you commit. I'm sure that you're potentially even more on their radar now, that you're sort of a prospect and a future player of their program. So
great point, Coach. Yeah, this isn't just uncommitted players. Skill absolutely. Development needs to be a focus at every single level. So yeah, no, great point.
Now, Coach, let's go back very quickly on the college coaches, follow up and let's be realistic. I've gotten this question. You've gotten this question from a number of players and parents. And here it is. How do you know what email is not just a mass blast email, or it's an actual note from, you know, Coach Boombots at, you know, Strong Island University, right? You know, how do I know that, hey, you know, that coach really saw me play? This isn't just a pitch to come and see, you know, attend their prospect day. Is there a method to the madness? Is there a way in which, I can find out, you know, Coach Utz, from Baltimore City, University, is there a way to understand, hey, he actually saw me and I'm kind of interested in school, or this is just a blast email?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question because I get it so often. And as an athlete, I mean, I think that we all understand that there's general lists and then there's personalized lists. There's general emails and personalized emails. We can always turn the general and turn that into personal contact, but three main points that I look for. And first, before I say this, if the email makes sense to anybody else on your team or any other position or any other graduation class, it's probably not too personal. All right,
say
so put
that
your
again.
Finger over
That's
the
a
email.
Great point. Say that one more time. That's awesome.
Yeah, of course. So if the email makes sense to anybody else from on your team, any other position, or any other graduation class, it is a general contact. So put your finger over the name. All right, cover your name up real quick. See if that makes sense. Is it personalized to you? Okay, so I always look for three things when I look for personalized contact from coaches. Do they refer to your playing style? Whether good plays, things you need to work on, all right, standout plays that they saw you make. All right, so again, your playing style. Where they saw you play. Hey, we love to see you at the Summer Sizzler. Great job at Battle of the Bay, right? Whatever that might be, the Denver Shootout. You and the guys did really well. Again, referring to you where they saw you play. And then the last thing, if they start talking about where they see you fitting into their scheme or their graduation year for your recruiting class. All right, so those are three things that I always say to look out for. But also, if you're getting that general contact, we can turn that into personalized contact. But I think that's very important as an athlete for you guys to understand the difference between the two.
That's a great I'm sure, like me as a head coach, I'm sure you get that question a lot. And I think that can help, just can help too, because a lot of folks, you know, they get overwhelmed sometimes to a degree, and then they don't know whether it's right or wrong. And one of the, I think the best, you know, best answers I gave one of my athletes was, you know, he asked, you know, hey coach, you know, this coach reached out and, I don't have any interest. You know, what's the best thing to do? And I said, be honest with him. Get back to him and just let him know that you really appreciate, you know, and it was some school that he was never going to attend. He wanted to stay within an hour of home, and this was, you know, 20,000 miles away. You know, it was just not going to work, right? So, like,
yep.
For him, you know, it was better for him to be honest with the coach and let him know, I really appreciate your inquiry. I really appreciate you reaching out. You know, unfortunately, I'm going to be staying closer to home. If anything should change, you know, I would be happy to reach out to you. Because if anything, now that kind of allows you to kind of remove that program and not feel a sense of, you know, want or need to kind of, you know, reach back out or be involved with that coach's process. If you sincerely don't want to, you know.
Yep.
And I don't think that happens too often, but it would probably save a lot more college and potential high school players time as they kind of narrow their list down. But no, that's great. Now, I do think though, also adding crossing your list is great, but adding is always something to keep you know, yourself open to and, you know, keep yourself, you know, sort of aware of, because, you know, there's more opportunities out there than I think many people think. And then the last thing you had mentioned in terms of the feedback on the skills, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think, you know, one point to mention on not just, you know, getting the feedback from the coach on what you need to work on. Once you do get that, you know, you also know as a player what you need, the most work on. And in the fall, in my mind, it is one of the most important times to work on the things you're not great at. You know, work on it when no one's watching or when you're at a fall ball practice that, you know, really it doesn't matter if you succeed or fail. It's the fact that you're just trying to improve on those skills. So come January, February, March, as you get into your season, you have some more confidence on those.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, and again, I remember being a player, and one thing that I always struggled with, and I mean being a defender, was my offhand, you know, my offhand stick skills. And I know it's so basic, but again, as a long stick, you know, it's always fun when you're beating on people's arms, but that was one thing that I really struggled with. But then I realized, hey, again, because I was kind of avoiding doing it, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, this is why I practice, this is where I need to make mistakes, and you're completely right. Don't avoid the areas you need improvement. So I think that's great feedback from a coach perspective, for sure.
The last piece, which I know you and I are big fans of, and I think that, you know, tend to sometimes slip, but are imperative to your growth on the lacrosse field, and that is the weight room, that is the conditioning.
Yes.
And I'm sure, you know, for those fall sport athletes out there and hopefully some winter sport athletes, you guys have already gotten in the weight room, you've been preparing. But, you know, for those players that are, you know, just lacrosse centered or just, you know, kind of have their mind on, you know, spring lacrosse, right now is the time to start building yourself in the weight room. Start adding muscle, start getting quicker, because the last thing you want to be worried about, you know, as you either go into some of these fall tournaments or even as you get into the winter, which tends to be harder to get outdoors and get your conditioning in, you know, you're ahead of the game. And so I'm sure many student athletes know when you get to college, the weight room and the strength and conditioning game goes up tenfold. And so if you can prepare yourself and get yourself, you know, mentally and physically prepared, you know, dominating the weight room, getting out, doing strength and conditioning and running things, it'll make your life a lot easier as you go out and get ready to compete or go out and be ready to perform next spring. So.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. The off season is always a time to put attention on skill set, as we've talked a lot about. But, and two quick things for everybody who's looking to get a bit quicker or faster out there: get a jump rope. Super old school, super efficient. Okay, you don't need to do it more than 20 minutes, three times a week. But you'd be very surprised on how great that would increase your first step. Get an agility ladder. Again, don't need to do it more than 20, 30 minutes, 3 days a week. If you hit those two exercises hard and stay consistent, you are not going to see results week by week, but I guarantee you'll be able to get a half step quicker every season, and that's the name of the game. I would love to keep getting a half step quicker. Fortunately, I think I'm getting a half step slower every year, but it still happens with age.
I love it. The two things I'm going to throw out there, my first one would be to play. One way that I feel is such a benefit that you can do is playing, you know, backyard sports or playing, you know, sports with your buddies, whether it's like pick up hoops at the local rec club or backyard wiffle ball, kickball, you know, get a 3-on-3 lacrosse game going on with a tennis ball. You know, there's just things that you can do that I think, you know, increases your athleticism, whether you think so or not. But it also can, you know, build some camaraderie, some competitiveness. But at the end of the day, you're having fun and you're able to get, you know, a workout, you know, in on top of that fun. And the next thing, which has kind of been my, which I wish I had it a lot earlier than I have, but that's getting on a yoga mat. And I think that's something that, you know, a lot of professional athletes are really discovering now is is what yoga can do for the body, the mind, and the soul, as they kind of say it. But it changed my game for sure, from breath work to flexibility to injury prevention. So, you know, my two encouragements to folks are get outside, play some other fun sports, get outside and do some things outside of having a stick in your hand. And then secondly, get some meditation and get your flexibility on your yoga mat. So, you got four things there from Coach Churchward and myself, whether it's the agility ladder, a jump rope, getting your zen on with the yoga scene, or pick up the wiffle ball, grab a bunch of your buddies, and go play some home run derby madness. So,
well put. Yeah, again, athletes, your body is your stock. You have to take care of it. Yep. No, great points. All great points.
I love it, man. So we're coming up on our closing sort of remarks, our closing sort of shout outs here. I'm gonna give two shout outs. My first one is gonna be for you, Coach Churchward, just because you know, you've been a great guest here on our show. You were a knockout this summer at all three of our events. You and the NCSA crew that ventured to Baltimore to be a part of the Inside Lacrosse Recruiting Invitationals. And I just think you're doing such great things for our game at NCSA, but also in your club ranks and in your coaching ranks that you hold in Chicago. So my shout out right now is to you and to what you're doing for the game and all the information and sort of detail that you give for our student athletes and for our lacrosse listeners. So,
well, I appreciate that, Coach Berger. Yeah, no, I love where your head's at, and you know, circling back on that, shout out to you and your organization and how well you run the summer events. Looking forward to the fall. My next shout out is just going to be to all the high school kids out there, and understanding that this was a long, dragged out season and summer. Enjoy the fall. All right, take some time to be a kid. We got, you know, homecoming coming up in a couple weeks, Friday night football. Stay out of trouble. All right, have fun, but again, enjoy your time. There's nothing like being a high school kid. There's nothing like being an athlete. And it's an extreme privilege, and it's not your right. So take responsibility, but enjoy it. The fall is a great time. A lot of possibilities out there. New year. And again, I love fall because of football season and all the, you know, homecoming activities and everything there. So have a great fall for all the high school athletes there.
Oh, I love it. I'm going to ditto on that one. I think that's such a great, you know, kind of reminder. You know, you are able to start this fall on a fresh slate, you know, and as you mentioned, just make sure you embrace being, you know, a high school kid and, you know, understand that there's still a lot of responsibility there. Stay out of trouble, as you mentioned, but, you know, have fun, at the school activities. You know, many, many kids nowadays are getting more and more involved in the community service and projects mm-hmm. that are, you know, really great for our society. So, I'm gonna, you know, kind of compliment you on that and say that, yes, shout out to all the high school kids, all the IL prep athletes out there. Keep up the hard work. You know, it's not easy. You know, we make it seem like it's just as easy as wrapping off a few tips and you're on your way. But, you know, we understand that what you're dealing with and sort of, you know, how hard you're working. So, you know, continue to push the envelope. But remember to kind of enjoy it along the way. So, spot on. Well, Coach, you know, this was a great one to kick off our IL Preps fall series with. I couldn't thank you enough again for joining me, and for being a part of this. You know, I know that, both you and I will be live and active on Twitter. So why don't you give yourself a quick shout out on where people can find you and where they can find more information regarding NCSA.
Yeah, of course. So thanks again for having me. I'm looking forward to continue to be active on here. But yeah, make sure to check us out on Twitter at NCSA. Also, you can find myself at Jesse NCSA. And then our website, ncsasports.org. So yeah, make sure to connect with us in any way, shape, or form here. Looking forward to staying active on here with you, Coach Berger. And, again, always looking forward to connecting with you live in person at the next event that we're attending.
Can't wait. Can't wait, Coach Churchward. You're a good man. And, folks, thanks so much for tuning in. Remember to tune in every week as we kick off these IL Preps podcasts. We'll have fantastic guests each and every week and topics. Make sure you hit me up on social media, Twitter at SBerger13 or at Inside Lacrosse or at IL Preps. And again, we are closing this thing out. Is there any jam that you'd like to hear as we close this thing out, Coach Churchward?
Ooh, always got a good one up, man.
What's your top play right now on your iPad? If I were to pick up your iPhone and hit on your iTunes, what would be the top song right now blasting?
Man, I think I'd have to go Tiger Younger. That's been my summer jam, man.
That's a good one, Coach. That's a good one. Well, let me see if I can find that. If I can't, then I'll make sure I close this out here with something fun and entertaining to kick off this fall podcast series. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, appreciate the time. Coach Churchward, thank you, and have a great week.
There's a conclusion to my illusion, I assure you this. There's no end to this confusion if you let it wish. You well sold to sell, highest bidders, can't you tell what you're getting there?